What would you do with a handful of extra hours each week? Would you start a business, read more books, open your Bible more often? Would you start that workout program that you've been eyeing? I know it's easy to feel like you don't have enough time in the day, and maybe you're even thinking, Jenna, is it even possible for a mom to have extra time? And my answer to that is yes, it is possible, because the truth is we all have the same 24 hours in a day. And with these three simple tips, you will be able to move from operating out of lack and time scarcity and into ease and abundance of time. So if you're ready to start using your time with intention and purpose, let's dive into this episode together. Hey mama, I'm Jenna, and you're listening to the Joy-Filled Podcast. I'm here to help stay-at-home moms thrive by equipping you with tools to help you acknowledge and embrace your season and encourage you to bring joy back into your motherhood. You'll walk away with everything you need to truly experience the fullness of joy in this beautiful season of raising babies at home. So reheat or refill wherever you're at in your day, your coffee, and let's live joy-filled together. Have you ever felt like you don't have enough time in your day? I know that's probably a silly question because everyone's raising their hand like, yes, that's me. A lot of times for moms, it's really easy, or it's really common for us to feel like we're barely coming up for air. We can hardly find the time to do the things we need to do, let alone adding on anything extra. We can't find time for ourselves. We never feel like, we always feel like we're behind. We never feel like we're caught up. Like that, being caught up is a foreign feeling for so many of us moms. And so today I just want to share three things that I've been doing to really get so much time back in my days and in my weeks. And these are some new things for me. And so, like always, I am sharing kind of from the middle of this learning process and implementing these new habits in my life, which I think is really fun to be able to share with you as I learn and as I go, because we all want more time in our day. We all need more time in our day, really. And I don't know if you're anything like me, but I have spent the last few years kind of in this perpetual state of like needing more time. Like, I always need more time. I always feel like I need more time. But then, at the same time, I was constantly feeling like I never do anything. Like, I'm never getting anything done, and yet I still have no time. Like, can you relate to that? Like, I never get anything done. I always feel like I'm behind, but I don't have any time. So what am I doing with all this time that I seem to not have, that seems to be going? Because I don't feel like I have anything to show for it. You know, I had two under two kids, and then we had three under four years old. And so naturally, you know, the newborn stage and the first year with a baby, like, your time is not always your own. But still, I was just finding myself feeling like, why am I always feeling like I'm coming up empty? Why am I always feeling like there's gotta be a better way to live my life? There's gotta be something different. And this is gonna sound so cliche, but I realized that nothing will change unless I do. And for a long time, honestly, I used motherhood as an excuse to be lazy with my time, because as moms, and especially as stay-at-home moms, we don't always have like this checklist of tasks or projects or things we need to get done. We always have a to-do list going, but most of the things on our to-do list, it's like, oh yeah, I can push that, or oh yeah, I can kind of, oh okay, yeah, didn't get the laundry done today, oh well, type of thing. And so I found myself feeling like, I'm so tired of being lazy. I'm so tired of not having any time. I'm so tired of feeling like I'm constantly behind. What can I change in my life? And so these three things are things that I have changed just in the last few months. I've really been focusing on this, and I tell you what, my life is changed. I'm not being dramatic when I say my life is changed. I started tracking my work hours that I spend working on the podcast and new projects and joy-filled and all of those things. And I tracked last week 13 hours that I spent intentionally working, not just twiddling my thumbs or, you know, doing busy work, but like intentional real work on joy-filled and on the podcast. And that, as a, you know, as a stay-at-home mom, that is like, I'm like 13 hours extra in my week. Holy moly, like that is a big deal. And so these three things are things that the main things that I've been doing. There's a lot of things I've been doing, and maybe I'll do a podcast episode in the future about, you know, some of the systems that I've kind of put into place. But these three things are really, I think, for me, where it all started and where the change started to happen. So number one is getting enough sleep. Getting enough sleep is everything. Really, it is. And right now I'm talking to the mom whose kids are on a semi-normal sleep schedule. If you've got a newborn, you know, you do whatever it takes to get your sleep in. Nap in the middle of the day, sleep in, do whatever it takes. And I'm talking to you too when I say get enough sleep, I guess, because even if you're in the newborn stage, you do what you have to do to get your sleep in. If you need to take a nap, take a nap in the middle of the day. You have a newborn. Take the nap. Do it. Because in a few months, you're not really going to be able to nap as easily as you can now. Nap with your baby. I know that everyone is like, they always say sleep when the baby sleeps, and I can't do that. No. Just everything else can wait. Get your sleep in right now. That's your priority. If you have a newborn, that's your priority. But for the rest of us who, you know, have kids on a semi-normal sleep schedule, I know that it's tempting to stay up late after the kids go to bed because it's time that you get to yourself and it's quiet and you can enjoy the clean house for a little while, but your daytime hours will be so much more efficient and better spent if you are fully rested. And personally for me, I have actually really, for a long time, up until this point, until I started making these changes, my husband and I, our like time without kids was always after they went to bed, which always resulted in late nights, always resulted in, you know, watching TV for way too long and going to bed late. And that just puts us in a cycle of being, you know, we start our day when we sleep in or we get woken up by the kids, we start our day in like a reactive state, and then we're constantly reacting to everything else instead of being proactive. And so I have recently switched my time without kids, and I have started waking up before my kids and having my window of time in the day where they're asleep is now instead of after they go to bed, it's before they wake up. And I have really enjoyed that, and I found that I'm much more productive. I'm not gonna, you know, wake up and turn on the TV. Like, I am, you know, getting things done and starting my day in a proactive state, so that way I can be ahead and feel ahead of things. But that means that I need to go to bed earlier. And I say this, but I want you to know that never in my life have I been an early riser, but I've just realized that getting enough sleep for me is so vital. For all of us is so vital, getting your 7 to 8 hours in. And so it might mean changing the way that you have always done it. You know, you might need to make some changes. For me, it was, well, I've always stayed up late. I've never been an early riser. But I finally had to go, you know what? That's really not working for me because I don't feel good when I wake up in a reactive state and I'm just constantly reacting for the rest of the day, reacting to things that happen instead of getting a jump on my day and starting my day in a proactive state. So I had to make some changes, and maybe the same for you is true for you, or maybe you've always been an early riser. But whatever the case is, make sure that you're getting enough sleep. 7 to 8 hours, it'll change your life. If you're not getting enough sleep right now, if at all possible, get your sleep. And number two, which this is gonna feel like, how does this have anything to do with, you know, using your time or getting more free time? I'm going to tell you. First, I'm going to tell you what number two is. Number two is eat nutritious whole foods and eat enough food. This is something that so many of us moms struggle with. We struggle with getting enough food and we struggle with eating the right food. And so I know, like, how does eating healthy give me more time? But I think for a lot of us, it's less about needing more time because we all have the same 24 hours in the day. And it's more about using our time efficiently and productively. And I'm sure the same, you know, I'm sure that's true for you. And I have never known a time in my life when 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon hits and I wasn't completely spent. Like, afternoon slump is an understatement. And I just thought that that was how life was for me. Like, I'm out of commission in the afternoon. Don't count on me to do anything worthwhile because my brain can't function. Like, that's always how it was. And motherhood, you know, once I became a mom, it just got way exaggerated. And that was until I started prioritizing eating enough of the right foods. So I am really focused, and I am not a health expert. So don't count on me for like all of your health questions, but this is just something that I've learned and something easy that I've started doing. I did a podcast episode with a guest at the beginning of the year. I will link it in the show notes, but she talks about nourishing your hormones with food, and it's a really good episode. But anyways, one of the things that we talk about in that episode is focusing on a protein and a healthy carb with every meal. And so that's something that I've started doing, really prioritizing protein and always eating protein and carb together. And healthy carbs it's not always like, you know, when we think of carbs, we think of like bread, pasta, like, oh, I don't want to be eating carbs. Like, that's not, you know, want to watch that or whatever. That carbs make me feel bloated. But healthy carbs are fruits and things like that. So, there's lots of healthy carbs, but fruit is a great example of a healthy carb. So prioritizing protein and carbs, and making sure I'm getting enough. So this for me for a little while looked like tracking my food, not to restrict, but to make sure that I was getting enough calories in the day. And when I started tracking just using like a MyFitnessPal, again, not to restrict because I will never tell you to restrict your food, but to make sure that I was getting enough calories and enough of the right calories. And it really opened my eyes to where I was lacking and why I was experiencing such a slump and such an energy deficiency. And so since I've started doing this and really started prioritizing the right foods and healthy foods and eating enough food and enough protein, I can work right through those afternoon hours without any slump. Like I used to not be able to do any sort of like deep work or like writing, you know, episode outlines or blog posts or things like that. Like never could do that in the afternoon. And now I can just work right through those afternoon hours, which is prime time for me because that's when my kids nap. And so it's just, it feels so good to have energy to be able to use my time productively and efficiently. So that's number two, eat nutritious whole foods so that you have the energy to use your time efficiently all day long. I promise you it'll change your life. And number three, this is a time one. This is directly related to time. This is use the 5-minute rule. If it takes less than 5 minutes, do it now. And I tell you what, this rule for me has changed my home. Most days I don't spend an hour in the evening after the kids are in bed, you know, cleaning and tidying the living space and the kitchen and all of that, because I have used tiny 5-minute pockets in my day to keep my home tidied all day long. And I think one thing to ask yourself is, you know, I have 5 minutes. Should I scroll on Instagram or should I load these dishes into the dishwasher? You know, like it's easy little switches. It's just 5 minutes. Like takes 5 minutes to unload the dishwasher in the morning so that you're set up, you're set up for, you know, being able to keep up with the dishes. It takes 5 minutes to, you know, gather up a load of laundry and get it started. It takes 5 minutes to just sweep up under the dinner table. It takes 5 minutes to wipe down the high chair, you know, like little things like that. It doesn't even take 5 minutes to wipe down a high chair. It takes 30 seconds. It takes, you know, takes 2 minutes to clean out the microwave. Like, what little things can you do in the pockets of your day? And this has become kind of a game for me to, like, how ahead can I get? Like, how much can I get done in these little 5 minute pockets? Like, can I, you know, I'm like keeping score with myself. Like, how soon can I get the breakfast dishes all rinsed and loaded in the dishwasher and the sink all cleaned out? Like, and so it's been fun for me. It makes it so much easier to really be able to, like, at that nap time, put everything down and just go up to my computer and focus on work, because I'm, you know, my house is not thrashed because I've been using 5 minute pockets. I've been using my kids and having them use 5 minute pockets to tidy up their toys and all the things. So use, if you're not using something like this, use a 5 minute rule. Maybe start with a 3 minute rule and just commit to telling yourself, if it takes less than 5 minutes, do it now. You will find that you have a lot of 5 minute pockets in your day where you're choosing to scroll, or you're choosing to do something mindless, or you're choosing, you know, to, well, most of the time it's scrolling. We're choosing to scroll. Put the phone down, put it on the counter, and do something. Check something off your list. Do a little tidy up, do a little cleaning tasks, because this is how you're going to eliminate those massive blocks of time that you're having to spend cleaning, because that won't happen because you've used your 5 minute pockets effectively and productively. So I know I asked you this already, but what would you do with more time? I want you to think about that. Really think about, maybe write down the answer. What would I do with more time? We all have the same 24 hours. We're all busy, right? But it's about using the time that we do have efficiently and effectively, spending every hour, every minute with purpose and intention. And by getting enough sleep, prioritizing nutrition, and using the 5 minute rule, you are gifting yourself so much more time. I know, because I'm experiencing it firsthand in my own life. And so I hope that this episode is an encouragement to you and that you take some of these things and start implementing them in your own life. I can't wait to hear about all the ways that you're finding more time in your day and all the things that you're doing with more time. And if you haven't already, come over and join our free community group, Joy-Filled Mothers. It's linked in the show notes. Completely free. Come be a part of the conversation and chat with us, dive into stuff with us, connect with us. We would love to have you over there. So come join that membership community and tell us, what are you doing with your more time now that you have all this free time because you're using your time with purpose and intention? Okay, now I'm going to pray for you real quick before we go. God, I thank you for my sister listening today. Lord, I thank you that she is exactly where she needs to be, that listening to this episode was no accident, that you led her here, and I pray that you would just help us, give us the motivation and the energy to start using our days and using our time with purpose and intention. Lord, give us the motivation and the courage, honestly, to just make changes in our lives. We know that change takes courage. And it takes strength. So Lord, I pray that you would strengthen us, and that we would just be encouraged that, you know, the work that we are doing is important and it is worthy, and it is worth spending our time with intention and with purpose. Lord, I pray that you would help us not waste this season, and that you would help us be intentional with our time. I pray blessing over her and her family, and her children. I pray joy in her home. I pray peace in her home, and that you would just refresh her and renew her. In Jesus' name, amen. If you found value in today's episode, the best way to thank me is by going to Apple Podcasts and leaving a written review. This helps me stay encouraged, but it also pushes this podcast out to more mamas that desperately need to hear about the joy and purpose that is readily available to them. So thank you in advance for being a part of this community and helping me get this message out to as many people as possible. You mean so much to me, and I can't wait to chat with you next week.